The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Quick trivia question for you, Jason. How much did I pay for my protein bar at the vending machine right now? You never buy anything for the vending machine. I couldn't believe it.
I'm throwing out $6.
No, it's not that expensive, but $3.79.
Well, that doesn't sound that expensive. I thought you were
a protein bar.
I thought you were asking me because it was outrageous. $3.
I think $3.79 is a lot.
No.
All right, join us right now, as he does every Friday, as best-selling author, Washington Post columnist John Feinstein. He's brought to you by Golfdom. They can custom fit you for the new GT medals from Titleist, new Apex irons from Callaway. Visit them in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis to get your game ready for winter golf. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Good morning, John.
Morning, fellas. How's everybody? Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Now, happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa.
Yeah, it is Hanukkah. I think third night, fourth night. I'm not sure.
Third night was last night.
Okay.
I know that because of my sister.
So Christmas Day, the football games were on Netflix. Did John Feinstein, I'm not even sure if you have Netflix, did you watch the NFL games?
I don't have Netflix, I did not watch the NFL games. I would have watched them.
All right.
But so I did not have that option.
Did you watch the NBA? We had an interesting poll.
I watched the NBA on and off, but I was switching over to Christmas movies a lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we had an interesting poll where we basically asked our listeners, what did you watch? And almost 3,000 votes. And if you just combined football and NBA, and then only NBA, only 12% watched some NBA. What's your opinion on why people seem to be out on the NBA?
Yeah, you know, this has been discussed a lot this season. The three-point shot has become so dominant. You know, you watch the games, and I do watch on occasion, and the ball comes up, it swings somewhere, or somebody penetrates and kicks, and they take a three-point shot. It's amazing because I was around, obviously, when the three-point shot first came in the pros and then in college basketball, how dominant it's become at the college level, too, but especially the NBA level, because everybody shoots it. And it doesn't seem like you're watching a lot of basketball in the sense of, you know, moving the ball and getting the ball inside. I remember when the three first came into the college game, John Thompson said, if you get 3 points for making a long jumper, you should get 4 points for making a layup because it's harder to get a layup than it is to get an open 3-point shot. And he was right. And it's become just sort of a 3-point shooting battle in the NBA. And again, I don't watch a lot of NBA, but I watch enough to know. I watched enough on Christmas Day to know that it's just a shooting contest. I can remember when I was a kid when teams scoring 100 was a big deal. Now they score 100 3/4.
Yeah, easily.
John, we went to the Wizards game together last week against Charlotte, and LaMelo Ball jacked up 10 threes in the first quarter.
Yep.
Yep. 18 for the game.
Yeah.
He was 3 for 18.
Yeah. 3 for 18.
Yeah.
And do you think that prevented him from taking 18 shots the next night?
Oh, he played
the night after that.
Yeah, he played last night and took 13, I think. So that's what he does. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a little bit down for him. Mm-hmm. But he's not unique. I mean, a lot of these guys. I mean, Steph Curry takes all sorts of threes, but he should, because he makes them.
Right.
And there are guys who make a high percentage of threes. I mean, I remember, again, when the three-point shot first came into college ball, 33%, 1 for 3, because that equaled 2 for 3, was considered good. Now you shoot 33%, you either don't play or you get cut.
Yeah, and you know Goodell's going to, with the success that and the money that Netflix paid just to have the two games, $150 million they paid the NFL. They're going to continue to do that. They might have a triple header next Christmas, which is a Thursday, a lot like they do on Thanksgiving. So we'll see. All right.
Well, hopefully by then I'll have Netflix.
Okay. Hey, listen, we got to talk about Coach L, Jim Larrañaga.
Yep.
Huge story. He decided it's, you know, NIL and portals just not for me. He's 75 right. years old. He says he's exhausted. And I had heard rumors from a pretty good source that he was going to step down before the season started, John, but he obviously didn't, and he waited 12 games in. So they're having a bad year. They've lost 8 of 9 games, but he also lost 8 players, I think, from the Final Four team. So it's a hard business now. And your thoughts on Coach L?
Well, first of all, I'm sorry. I mean, I like Jim. I've known Jim since he was an assistant at Virginia, mm-hmm. for crying out loud, with Ralph Sampson. He's a good guy. He's got a great sense of humor. He's a Hall of Fame coach. I mean, let's make that clear. He should be in the Hall of Fame, if only for taking George Mason to the Final Four, for crying out loud. But he also took Miami to the Final Four and had him in another Elite Eight and 2 more Sweet 16s. He was very successful at Miami. He was obviously very successful at George Mason, and that program hasn't been the same since he left. He called me about 2 months ago before the season started, and he was very discouraged. He was like, we've got to do something about the effect of the NILs. He had just gotten through dealing with some agent whose player was looking to transfer, and the money asked for was just outrageous. And he said, this guy's not worth that kind of money, even if you're in a market where it's routine to pay players money. And they're asking for ridiculous amounts of money. High school players are asking for ridiculous amounts of money. And a lot of this is uncontrollable because the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the NIL. But the whole agent influx and influence goes back to the Condoleezza Rice Committee, remember, mm-hmm. that Mark Emmert set up to fix college sports. And their main recommendation was to allow agents to have contact with players. Mm-hmm. Which is, you know, like saying to let the fox into the hen house. And the agents have completely taken over these negotiations. And, it's professional sports. There's no doubt about that. And Jim and a lot of other coaches, Jay Wright several years ago, Tony Bennett this fall, just said, I want to be a basketball coach. I don't want to be a player broker, a CEO. And Jim's 75 years old, as you mentioned. He has a bad team. He told the story at his press conference the other day that right after they went to the Final Four, 8 of his players who should have been returning to a Final Four team opted out, said, no, we want to go someplace where we can get paid more. We like it at Miami. We enjoy playing for you, but we want to follow the money.
Mm-hmm.
And they did, and they haven't been the same since. They weren't the same last year, and they just got through losing to Mount St. Mary's. And I'm sure a guy like Jim looks at that and says, there's no way out. I'm 75 years old. We're not going to get better. And so he turned the program over to Bill Courtney, who's been an assistant of his for a long time at a lot of places. And he's riding off into the sunset. And again, it's not good for college sports when guys like Jim Larrañaga just say they've had enough.
Right. Yeah, it's one thing to say, I'm just tired. I've coached too long. I'm I need to step down and let someone else do it. It's another thing when you step down because of the system that has been created.
Right. So, well, remember what Tony Bennett said in his press conference.
Right.
I'm a square peg in a round hole.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of these guys, especially older guys who've had accomplishments, feel that way.
Yeah. All right. So before we let you go, your thoughts on the game on Sunday night, Commanders, Falcons. Falcons are going with a rookie quarterback, Michael Penix, because Kirk Cousins has been benched. So and Penix was pretty good last week, even though he didn't have to do much. It was the Giants that they were playing.
Yeah, exactly.
But this is a big one.
I could have quarterbacked them last week and they could have won.
Correct.
I'd love to see that.
That would be fun to watch.
Well, I'm a lefty like Penix, so why not?
Yeah. So your thought on this game? We just don't know what to expect from Penix.
No, we don't know what to expect from Penix. Now the Falcons are playing for their lives.
Yeah.
The Commanders are already going to be in the playoffs. We know that, and so you wonder if they might have a little bit of a letdown. But I don't think they will. I think they're fired up.
Let's well, Washington's not officially in the playoffs yet.
No, but they're going to be in the playoffs.
Okay, yeah, they get
they're
one win.
Be in
yeah.
The playoffs. Yeah. They finish with Dallas, and Dallas, I know Dallas has won some games recently, but they're still not very good. Although I predicted they'd
yes.
lose to the Commanders.
And they came in here and won the
and
game.
They beat them.
Right.
Yeah. So it shows, I don't know why you guys ask me for my expertise on games week in and week out, because if anything, if you're a better, you should say, okay, Feinstein says X, I'm betting
Fade
Y.
Him. Fade Feinstein. Yeah. That should be your next
yeah.
book, Fade Feinstein.
Could be my next book. Probably sell. That's the sad thing. I think Washington should win the game, but I wouldn't be at all shocked if Atlanta wins the game.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we're going to have
a good cop out.
Yeah.
We're going to have Coach Cooley on next. Have you been impressed what he's done so far at Georgetown?
Yeah, I mean, they're off to a good start. They brought in a lot of new players. Ed Cooley's a good basketball coach. I mean, I could have told you that before he coached a game at Georgetown. He's a good basketball coach and a good guy. I like the direction both Georgetown and Maryland are headed in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, John, we'll talk to you next week because we got Coach Cooley coming up next. That's John Feinstein, bestselling author, Washington Post columnist.
Yes, sir.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, and I look forward to talking to you guys in 2025.
Yes, sir. All right, take care, man.
Of course, John's brought to you by Golfdom, where they can custom fit you for any clubs, including the new GT Metals from Titleist or the new Apex Irons from Callaway. You can visit them in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis to get your game ready for winter golf. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. It's a football Friday, so we've got Scott Abraham on the Commanders coming up at 9 o'clock. Then we're going to make our official picks for this game, Commanders and Falcons, coming up at 9:20. But next, talk a little college hoops. Georgetown's off to a great start. Their head coach, Ed Cooley, joins us next here on the Junkies.